sense.
Welcome to Eric Stone Radio, the official podcast of Eric Stone Music. This is your host, Kevin B. Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 3 of Eric Stone Radio. Here's Eric to talk about what's going on.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the third episode of Eric Stone Radio. This is going to be a different type of podcast than usual. Some of you have already heard, but for those of you that have not, I want to share some exciting news with you. My wife, Kim, and I are reopening a landmark music venue in the Florida Keys. It's going to be called Dockside Tropical Cafe. It is located in the heart of the Florida Keys in Marathon, Florida. Our plan is to make Dockside the premier music venue, restaurant, and bar in the Keys. We will be installing a state-of-the-art light and sound system. We have a pretty good house band, too. You may have heard of them, the Eric Stone Band. But we will also be bringing in some exciting talent from the region and national acts as well. Our sound system will be linked to a website broadcast of every performance and will also be synced with huge LED TVs in the bar and a giant projector screen behind the bands. It's going to be amazing.
So then just more than a bar than a music venue, then you're actually going to have some good food there too, huh?
Our food and beverage will be a variety of pub fare along with Caribbean-influenced dishes, as well as healthy alternatives, including some paleo selections. So you can come eat and drink like a caveman. We plan on having entertainment 7 nights a week, with one night, probably a Monday, dedicated to a mix of either Move Me Night, Las Vegas Casino Night, or other special events.
Wow, this sounds like a giant undertaking and certainly a serious effort and probably requires a boatload of money. How's that all coming together?
I'm sure you've heard of a barn raising before, right? You know where an entire community joins in and helps build a barn for a family in the community? Well, we're doing a bar raising. Excuse the pun, but seriously, it's a way for the entire community of my friends, fans, and businesses to get together and build a bar from the ground up, so to speak. What we've done is create a crowdfunding campaign on Fundable.com, which allows people to make pledges in exchange for very, very cool rewards. Basically, whatever they pledge goes to a pot to help with seed money to get Dockside up and running, and it comes back in the form of very cool swag. For instance, like my CD collection, my entire collection, t-shirts, hats, Charter Crew Hall of Fame recognition, and bar tabs. You will be getting 100% back of your pledge, and 80% of the original pledge is given back in the form of a bar tab.
Well, that's cool. Explain how that works.
For instance, if someone pledges $250, they receive my CD downloads, t-shirt, Wall of Fame plaque, lifetime discount card for 4 people, and a $200 bar tab. It's a win-win for sure.
Okay, I get it. So if someone wants to go ahead and do that, how do they get on board?
Well, there are a couple of ways. Keep in mind the crowdfund ends in just a few days, so time is running out. As of today, we have raised $42,350. We are trying to reach $75,000 before we go into our equity round. To pledge, they can either go to fundable.com/dockside, or you can visit our website, docksidetropicalcafe.com. At our website, we'll have a link for either the Fundable pledge, or they can pledge via PayPal right on the site. Same great rewards as if they did it through Fundable.
Okay, very cool. So the money you're raising with this, and you just have a few short days left to do that in the crowdfunding round, what happens next? Because the money you're raising there is probably not enough to get the job done, right?
Once our crowdfund ends, we start a private investment round known as equity investment, which is a way to own shares of the company that will also be run through Fundable.com, who have been doing equity investment for around 10 years. You have to become registered investor with Fundable, which you do right on their site. I only have a ballpark idea of the percentages of the investment, but it basically works like this. The company is valued at $750,000, so 10% ownership is $75,000. We will then reevaluate the company in a year. An investor may sell all or part of his shares, with us having the first right of refusal. So say the company is reevaluated at $1.5 million, which is highly likely, then the investor could sell 5% of his shares, still own 5%, and get all of his initial investment back. Or he or she may choose to sell all 10% of their shares and make 100% profit on their investment. Not too shabby. That's just an example.
Okay, so that makes sense. So it sounds like Fundable then has access to a bunch of, I guess, institutional investors and so on. So I suppose people listening here could also sign up to be an investor in something like that as well. So when does that all start?
It will begin immediately following the crowdfunding campaign. As I said before, that campaign ends in just a few days. So make sure to check out fundable.com/dockside or docksidetropicalcafe.com soon.
Well, that's great. Thanks for all the information, Eric. I know you've really been working hard on this, and I wish you guys the best on this venture. I think it's going to be an exciting ride for sure. Hey, and looking forward to doing a live podcast down there when you get open.
Thanks, Kevin. I also want to thank all of you who have already pledged and those of you who plan to. It has been amazing and rewarding to see all the support we have gotten. We are truly grateful and will do everything in our power to give back the most amazing venue we can to everyone. See you at the all-new Dockside Tropical Cafe.
Well, thanks, Eric. Well, as you may or may not know, Eric was down in Nashville recently to record, I guess, what's going to be the theme song for the Dockside Tropical Cafe. It's called Rock the Dock. Here it is.
Here's to the folks in the great white north, all covered up in the snow. And I'll raise my glass to the ones who I'll deal with wind chill of 20 below. As they scrape the ice off their windshields today, I can only propose one toast. So I'll say it with pride, just one more salute to the ones that I like most. Hey, here's to you, here's to me. It's sunny in 85. Here's to us, the lucky ones. It's sure good to be alive. We're all here cause we're not all there on Bouquet Harbor today. Somewhere it's 5 o'clock, so let's rock the dock at Dockside Tropical Cafe. I woke up today without a cloud in the sky, rolled over and fell back asleep. Got up from my nap and went snorkeling way out on Sombrero Reef. Got a call from a friend way up in Michigan. He said it's been snowing all day. Well, I felt bad for him, but what could I do? So here's what I had to say. Now here's to you, here's to me. It's sunny in 85. To us, the lucky ones, it's sure good to be alive. We're all here cause we're not all there on Bouquet Harbor today. Somewhere it's 5 o'clock, so let's rock the dock at Dockside Tropical Cafe. Now I know folks have jobs up north, and there's nothing wrong with hard work, but shoveling snow just to find your car would truly make me go berserk. So I'll stay right here in sunny Marathon and get through my day-to-day veg. Cause when times get tough, the tough get rum, so I'll repeat my favorite pledge. Here's to you, here's to me. It's sunny in 85. Here's to us, the lucky ones. It's sure good to be alive. We're all here cause we're not all there on Bouquet Harbor today. Somewhere it's 5 o'clock, so let's rock the dock at Dockside Tropical Cafe. It's always 5 o'clock, so let's rock the dock at Dockside Tropical Cafe.
That's Rock the Dock, the newly recorded theme song for the Dockside Tropical Cafe, coming soon to Bouquet Harbor down in Marathon, Florida, in the fabulous Florida Keys. So remember, you can become part of the legend and part of the growing Dockside family. Head on over to fundable.com/Dockside and check out the great photos and aerial shots of Bouquet Harbor and a lot of the information about it, including information on the great rewards you get for contributing to the opening. Well, that wraps up this abbreviated episode of the Eric Stone Radio Podcast. Thanks for listening. Join us next time for some great content that Eric and I have been working on in the background, and we'll get some new episodes pumped out here pretty quick. Thanks for listening to the Eric Stone Radio Podcast. The Eric Stone Radio Podcast is copyright 2013 Eric Stone Music and is distributed under fair use copyright rules. The Eric Stone Radio Podcast is produced by Two Block Studio, Palo Alto, California. For Eric Stone Radio, this is Kevin B.